Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I appreciate you guys for being here today, and I appreciate you for having patience with me because I've not had an episode out in the last couple of weeks because my software, my computer, I had some technical issues, and episodes that I had recorded, there was like a ticking noise and you couldn't hear anything. You could hear this ticking over me. So I had to buy a new computer and all of the things. But anyways, we are back in business. So thank you guys for tuning in today and for being patient with me. But before we get into the episode, the March Shred had tons of questions on this. So it will open on, so you're hearing this on Friday. It will open on Monday, February 26th. It will only be open, this is the first time I've ever done a short enrollment like this. It'll only be open for enrollment for a week. We will start on March 4th, the following Monday. So you'll have 1 week to enroll. It'll open, you're hearing this on Friday, it'll open in 2-3 days on Monday. So I will go ahead and link the wait list in the description for you guys. That way, if you're not on it, you can jump on there. You will be the first notified when you are on the wait list. And you'll be notified before general public and be able to enroll before they do. So on to today's episode, which is something I've been asked about a lot here recently. And it's about snacks and snacking and snack ideas. And so I want to touch on snacking and just meal frequency in general. And really why I don't snack. I honestly think that snacking is a gateway to overeating, just like to put it bluntly. So I personally eat 3 larger meals and then 1 big like dessert snack. I guess you could call it, it's a 4th meal. It's not really a snack. When I think of a snack, I think of something that's like 100, 200 calories, just like something to hold you over until your next meal. I will occasionally have something like that if I'm in a pinch and I know I'm going to be going for a long time without a meal and that is all I have. So there are occasions, but as far as my normal meal plan and meal frequency, I do not incorporate snacks. Now, I used to do snacks. I used to eat like 5 to 6 meals a day and eat, whether I was at maintenance or dieting. I felt like I was always dieting. So it was when I was trying to diet and being inconsistent. So anyways, when I would have those 5 to 6 meals, so I'd have breakfast, then I'd have a snack before, or no, I would do breakfast, lunch, a snack before dinner, then dinner, and then I would have like a dessert, snack, whatever after dinner. So about 5 meals typically. I did that for a very long time. Now, as far as fat loss in general and being in a calorie deficit, we know that calories are what drives our weight loss, our weight gain, any of those things, like those things. Whether you're maintaining weight, losing weight, or gaining weight, it is solely driven by your calories, the amount that you're eating. So it doesn't matter what time you're eating it. If your goal was 1600 and you're eating that all literally in one meal, would you feel the best as far as like tummy issues? Probably not. Like you might be overly full and it might cause some digestive issues. But as far as your calorie, like the budget, it doesn't matter when you spend them, how you spend them. It's the calories that drive the weight. And then of course we know eating adequate protein, make sure that we're working towards fat loss, but I'm not even getting into that. I just really want to focus on this meal frequency part. So when I was eating those 5 meals, a lot of this was during like competition prep. So my calories were really low anyways. And so my breakfast, lunch, and dinner were probably around maybe 300 calories max, probably between like 250 and 300. And then the snacks would be 100 to 200 calories. So I would eat breakfast and essentially still be hungry when I got done eating breakfast because it was just a large snack because the calories were so minimal. And so then it was like I was hyper food focused, wondering when my next meal was going to be. And that's all I thought about until I got to lunch. Then I would eat my lunch and I still wasn't satiated because, again, it was very small, not super filling. And then I could not wait to get to that snack in between lunch and dinner because I was super hungry. Again, eat the snack to tie me over. And then it was dinner. And then same thing, I was waiting to eat again. And so the whole day I was, one, wasting a ton of time, like, either prepping the food or getting the snack ready or just eating in general. I mean, you're thinking like 10 to 15 minutes or so a meal. So that's like time spent consuming food, time spent putting the food together. And then I was never fully satiated because I was eating like a bird in all these little tiny meals and snacks. When I moved to eating larger meals less frequently, I noticed I wasn't thinking about food all day long because I was full or satiated after I would eat a meal, because my meal went from being like 250 calories to maybe 400 or 500. Even if you're somebody that's dieting on something like 1500 calories and you wanted to split that up over three meals, that's 500 calories a meal, you guys. That's a good size meal. That will definitely help with satiety. Or say you wanted to have a dessert at the end of the day. So you wanted to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so three meals, and you want a dessert. Maybe you're eating 400 calories in each of those meals, so that's 1,200, and you've got 300 left for, you know, a bomb-ass creamy, or whatever your dessert looks like. But the whole point there is, when I moved from eating those tiny meals and snacks like that less frequently, not only did it save me time, and as far as like food choices and things, like you're constantly trying to think of, well, what can I make for a snack? It's overwhelming to think of enough like meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you're piling on like one or two snacks. That's just a lot of different food options and choices, a lot of time spent preparing the thing, and then a lot of time spent eating the stuff. And so, and then not to mention my biggest thing was never being full and always thinking about food. The always thinking about food part and the constantly being hungry was a recipe for me to constantly overeat. And I would have great willpower during the day. Even if I got hungry, when I was managing a bank, I was typically busy and had customers in front of me. So it was like, even though you're hungry and your stomach's growling, you're like, I'm just going to take a drink of coffee or a drink of water or a drink of my Diet Coke and it'll hold me over. I'll be fine. I can't eat anyways. There's people in front of me. And so you're not... it's easier to avoid eating and push off the meal. When you're at home at night and you went all day white knuckling the hunger, and then you eat your 200 calorie snack after your dinner and you're still hungry, it's just enough to piss you off because you're like, that did nothing. I was still hungry after dinner. I ate my snack, which was 100 calorie bag of popcorn, and now I'm just mad because I'm still hungry. And that would spiral into me, well, I'm just going to eat another bag of popcorn because it's only 100 calories. And if I need to shave that off the next couple of days, I can. And so I would eat another bag of popcorn only to, again, still be hungry. And then it was just like, at that point, I'm like, well, I'm already over my calories. I'm just going to eat a couple more things. Even though that way of thinking is silly, it just got to where I would rationalize, well, I'm already over. I'm just going to keep going. And then it would lead into a full-blown either binge or just completely overeating, blowing my day because I had just thought about food all day long and been hungry all day long. I noticed when I started working with a coach, and this has been years ago, but when I started working with a coach and they suggested to eat less frequently and larger meals, it would help with satiety. I'm not going to lie. I was scared to death to spend 400 or 500 calories on a meal because I was like, what if I do that on those three meals and then I'm still hungry and I'm out of calories for the day? You guys, I can tell you that was never an issue. I bumped up my meals. I was able to increase my protein in the meal serving, like in the meal sizes. Then I also, when you're thinking about a larger meal, you're able to increase your fats, your carbs, your fibers automatically going to be bumped up. especially if you're eating like whole foods still. And so the meals became larger and much more satiating. And again, I did not think about food all day long. I was content until my next meal. And so I could go, you know, instead of being able to go 1 to 2 hours, you hear people, I eat every 2 hours. I literally don't have the time in my life right now to eat like that every couple hours. I don't know how I did it for as long as I did. I wish I could add up the amount of time I spent eating the food and preparing the food and trying to figure out what I wanted to make. I mean, the time I wasted, I don't even want to know. So just think about, consider, and if you are somebody who is in that boat where you're like, I eat like 5 to 6 times a day, the meals are really small and I'm hungry all the time, give it a try. Take your calories, whatever your calorie goal is for the day, divide it by, you know, if you're somebody who's not, you might not have a sweet tooth, maybe you're good with 3 meals. Divide your goal by 3, and that's how many calories you can have per meal. If you're somebody who likes to have a decent sized dessert, something in the evening while you're sitting watching TV, that's usually when I get to sit down, I like to have my Ninja Creami then. So I always work that into my day. And so I just say I have 4 meals. I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then that one last meal in the evening, which is usually like a bigger dessert. I'll often go to bed when I'm dieting. It's still normal to go to bed and be a little bit hungry, especially when your calories are getting lower or you're having to add in more cardio and things. So there, you know, everybody's going to be different, especially if you have lower calories to work with. But I'm just saying, I've noticed the biggest difference in my satiety, in my energy, in my focus. I'm not thinking about food all the time. I can actually focus on work and my son and whatever else, you know, and enjoy things instead of just, you know, constantly thinking about food. And then the other thing with thinking about food, like I said, that often runs into where you just put it on a pedestal and like over glorify like certain meals, and you just think about it so like for so long that then if it doesn't happen in the evening, it might be the weekend when you're out with people, and when normally you may have made a better choice, you're like, well, I have starved all week, I've been great, I've whatever, I'm going to eat something that I normally wouldn't get. And then a lot of times that turns into overeating on the weekend because you've, you know, starved yourself to death all week. And again, we're talking about working with the same amount of calories, but when you're spending them in a way that you're actually satiated, it makes the biggest difference for you mentally, but also physically. So definitely try that. But that is why I personally don't really snack. Like I said, occasionally, depending on how my day looks, there might be times when I know that my dinner might, like if my son has basketball practice and it's 20 minutes away from where I live and I already have to drive 20 minutes one way to like take him to school, then 20 minutes back, then 20 minutes to school to pick him up, then 20 minutes back, and then basketball. I do that 3 times a day. So I'm on the road a lot. So if I know my dinner is not going to be till like 8 o'clock and my last meal was lunch at like noon or 1, there might be times where before we go to basketball practice, I eat like a yogurt bowl or an apple with some cottage cheese or something that is got a good amount of protein in it and fiber. That way if it's a snack, I'm smart about it and I do something that is going to like hold me over until my next meal. But I rarely snack as far as having snacks built into my meal plan, just because I feel like they are a gateway to overeating. So that's just my 2 cents on that. I've been asked that question, I can't tell you how many times over the last few weeks, and I've been wanting to talk about this, and I recorded it once, and like I said, I didn't get to put it out, so here we are doing it again. But I definitely think this is going to resonate with a lot of people. I know that there are so many people that work their diet plan or meal plan around having snacks in there. And I feel like that's because one of those old myths that we used to hear were you need to eat every 2 hours or every 2 to 3 hours. And so, again, yes, it is all about the calories for the day that matter most. If you still prefer to eat your calories for the day in 5 to 6 smaller meals, and that's just the way you feel best and that works best for your lifestyle, totally fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're going to get the same results. But if you're someone who is noticing that you are hyper food focused, never satiated after a meal, your energy's low before and after a workout because your pre and post workout meal are tiny, bump up your meal sizes and see if that doesn't help. But that is all I've got for you guys today. Just a final reminder, Shred opens on Monday. I hope to at noon EST. So I hope to see you guys in there. If you found this one helpful, please share it with a friend. But I hope you guys have an amazing weekend and week ahead, and I will talk to you guys next Friday. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me 2 quick favors? 1, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And 2, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.